Great race of 1961, belated affair of honor between two champions of the talkathon, culminated in a walkathon which settled one of the more burning non-issues of our time. KSFO's Bon Vivant DJ Jim Lang had determined to prove the Snow Turtles program of alcoholic immobility was superior to the strenuous regimen of cigarettes and yogurt advocated by the world's greatest disc jockey, Don Sherwood. Shown here as I chatted with him just before the race. Tensions mounting, a chilly but patient pre-dawn crowd assembled at the southern boundary of Stinson Beach, California, on February 12, 1961, to witness at 7:15 the beginning of America's answer to the Concours d'Elegance. A highly publicized mystery runner was still unnoticed at the time of the gun. Beginning the course, both Sherwood and Lang were confident of ultimate victory, though personal tragedy awaited one of them. The torturous 23.8-mile route the contestants had agreed upon wound along the highway from Stinson Beach through Tamalpais Valley into Sausalito, across the Golden Gate Bridge, to end at San Francisco's historic ferry building. Sherwood arrived in Mill Valley at 10:30 in the morning, still appearing confident that his yogurt-based diet and rigorous exercise, which included doing his morning radio show while standing, would ensure his triumph, even though Lang was now leading by a quarter of an hour. The mystery man, though an unofficial contestant and running under considerable handicap of half an hour's delay in starting, managed to lead the race by a hair. Crowds were beginning to line the Golden Gate approaches in Marin County to await Lang's arrival. When he did arrive, he had a confident greeting for the crowd. He later branded rumors that his confidence resulted from a shot of yogurt at Dick Cook's Sausalito residence as unfounded and vicious. No doubt, in an effort to conceal his identity until the final possible moment, the mystery man was still eluding the camera. Those more durable fans who remained to wait for Sherwood's arrival were met by a man who, by his own admission, was the picture of fatigue. They marveled at his spirit, however, even though these same fans had refused to marvel at Lang's spirit, which reputedly came from a different source. All along the route, Sherwood was thronged by crowds of his loyal followers. Contrary to rumor engendered by the opposition, there was no evidence of Sherwood being either pushed or carried by his trainer, sportscaster Russ Hodges. One official estimated the crowd gathered along San Francisco's marina at 50,000, a physician attributed the crowd's dimensions to mass hysteria. Lang had grown so smugly self-assured that he paused to tell us about Fridellis. Then, continuing, he marched down the bridge approach to the wild acclaim of the crowd. Now virtually assured of victory, Lang acknowledged the tumultuous cheers with easy optimism. Sherwood partisans had an anxious 45 minutes wait in store before Donnie Babe would trail along this stretch of hot concrete. The evasive mystery man, a full 20 minutes ahead of Lang, had already arrived at the finish to the fitful cheers of a gathering crowd. Stopping in the shadow of the tower clock to inquire directions to the ferry building, he trudged the final few steps to the threshold to become the unofficial winner. Official winner Jim Lang arrived briskly at the finish line to be loudly welcomed by a throng of 10,000. A nervous policeman surveyed the crowd for Sherwood fellow travelers. At 1:43 p.m., the race was officially ended. Jim Lang and his trainer, sportscaster Lon Simmons, congratulated each other upon Lang's success. But the day's tale was not yet fully told. Valiant, aging, world's greatest disc jockey, Don Sherwood, demonstrating that he was no quitter, finally appeared, beaten but unbowed. Mothers with joyful tears glistening on their cheeks lifted their innocent babes to witness this great moment of the millennium. And so age tells the tale. Energetic 28-year-old bon vivant DJ Jim Lang, who is also a lush, triumphs completely over graying 36-year-old wonder child, world's greatest disc jockey Don Sherwood, which proves good guys don't always win, if it proves anything at all.